Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I need to butt my ideas up a bit today because I think my mind has already checked out for this year. Anyone else having this where they're at work and you're trying a bit hard to concentrate but then your mind just like, woo, oh, it's the holidays. Never fear, we're on till Christmas Eve. So hello if you're still working this afternoon, let me know. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Joe from Harrogate.
Who from who?
Joe from Harrogate.
Oh, your phone's better now. Hi, Joe from Harrogate.
Hi.
What is occurring in your life?
Oh, I'm revising for 5 exams that I've got in January.
Oh, that is so harsh.
It is, isn't it?
What are the exams, please?
Oh, I've got 2 Spanish, and then I've got a chemistry, a biology and a physics.
That is... When are the exams?
Halfway through January.
So, have you had any time to sit back and think, yes, I'm looking forward to Christmas?
Not really, to be honest, no.
Do you feel Christmassy in any way?
Not really, unless I go downstairs and look at the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Not fair.
Not even the Britney Spears record, My Only Wish, made you feel festive?
No.
Oh, okay. Anything I can do to make it better?
Play Radioactive by Kings of Leon, that'd be great.
Oh yeah, their gig's off tonight as well, I've just heard, in London. Yeah, so many people are going to be gutted.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
Whoa, their bus is on fire. Anyway.
That was awful.
Sorry, had to be done. Alright, well listen, have a good Christmas when you eventually get around to it.
Yeah, you too.
Give me a 5. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
You right?
Yes, thank you.
How ready are you? For Christmas?
Yes.
Really?
We've got our Christmas dinner tonight, haven't we?
Well, yeah. Well, it's not official Radio 1 one. It's just like a break-off one.
Yeah. A rebel one.
So sorry if you're upstairs and I haven't invited you.
Oh.
It was only because...
Should I have not said?
No. It's because when I was away in Australia, someone else organised it for me.
You've changed.
No, not like that. It's just because I wasn't here. And so if you haven't been invited upstairs, then that's why, because obviously they don't like
Well, they're all going to the karaoke anyway, so...
Yes, they are, yeah. Now, we need to talk about the sandwich shop near Radio 1. The one with the French-sounding name.
Right.
They are so flirty in there. I think everyone in there fancies me. Today I go in for a soup. They're like, hey, what can I get you today? And I'm like, this is not just the first time this has happened. There's one girl in there that flirts with me heavily.
Hmm.
And then there's 2 boys in there that are always on.
Hmm. You see, I had a bit of a problem in there with the flirting, because there's one guy...
I thought it's not just me, then.
No, they flirt with... Oh, I see, yeah. The boys flirt with me as well.
Right.
I think... Do you know
what?
I
thought this is unique to me.
No. Oh, is it? No, they've been flirting with me as well, I think.
Chris is working on the show. Have you ever been... Really?
Yeah.
Boys, girl...
All of them,
right, good. All right, so it's not just me at all.
But you know what happened to me? There was this one guy, and then I was like, yes, he thinks I'm well hot. And then went back in there a couple of days later, and he didn't bat an eyelid. And I was thinking, you've gone off me quick. We haven't even had a proper conversation yet.
Mm.
And then I worked out those twins, and one of them really fancies me, and the other one really couldn't
be interested.
Bothered. Yeah.
All right.
So it takes me ages to work out.
I don't think there's anywhere flirtier than this sandwich shop. It's just the way they kind of... Hi there. A soup, was it? Excellent.
Does it make you buy more?
I'm just saying, are they on commission or something? I don't know.
Don't know.
Because there's a lot of eye contact, there's a lot of twinkling eyes. You've noticed this. I just wanted someone to fancy me for once.
Oh, I've ruined it.
You have a little bit, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, there's loads of stress going on about my party tonight now. People are texting each other going, oh yeah, I've bought you a present, and then the other person's going, oh god, I haven't bought them anything. You know, a horrible thing where they bought you something and you haven't bought them something, so now you feel like you have to go down the shop because they've told you they bought you a present and we're all going to be together at the party tonight, and they don't want the embarrassing thing of them getting something and you haven't got it.
What's that present that you've got for me? I'm not allowed to open it at work, am I?
No.
Said it wasn't suitable for work. Is it suitable for the dinner tonight?
No.
Oh my god.
And well, sir, do not ever open it in front of your mum or dad.
Okay. I haven't got anything for you or anyone else going to the dinner tonight.
Okay, right.
I'll give you
We're not doing any presents tonight.
No. And so if you've got me a present, that's fine, but I haven't got anything for you.
Quite excitingly, I think that the Hoff might turn up tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's in London, he's doing a panto, we went to see it the other night, and I said to him, do you fancy coming to my little gathering that I'm having this evening? He was like, yeah, I'm coming. And I was like, yeah, but he's one of those people who'd be like flaky, like myself, wouldn't ever turn up.
That's where you get on, isn't it?
No.
Because all you do is spend your time telling each other that you're going to meet up and then you never do.
I ignore that. And now he's just sent me a text saying, can I bring a chick? Now, I'm quite enjoying the use of the word chick there off of the 760. 50s?
Yeah, it's quite 50s. Like drive-in movie diner type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
he's
we'll
not
see.
That old, is he?
I don't know. We'll see what chick he brings tonight, if he comes at all. Quite excited. He won't be there for the dinner, just the drink. No, 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 not the drinks. I mean, just the drinks afterwards. I meant soft drinks. Good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Danny's been on. Hey, Danny, saying that sandwich shop, is it on Street? If so, I got a grande instead of my usual tall latte, and the guy winked at me. Oh my God, they're so easy, free with their love, aren't they? Hate that. I thought it was just me. That was Khalees and Acapella, and before that, Nero, big tune, Me and You. It's 20 to 5 with Scott Mills on Radio 1. Bass Hunter's going to spread his Christmas love all over you in just a minute. First of all, you know, everyone wants to go on holiday this time of year. Everyone's kind of winding down for Christmas now, aren't they? Hello, if you're still at work. Journalists are exactly the same. They want to go away like everyone else. They stay away, especially in America, as you're about to hear, from the hard-hitting stuff they normally do, and they just want to knock off at 5 o'clock. We found this story from America. This clip is available on YouTube about a kid on a bus. This is an actual news story. Listen.
11-year-old Christian Summers thinks playing video games is fun. According to a school bus driver, he also thinks passing gas is fun. She didn't find his flatulence so funny. And for letting it rip on the ride home, Christian was slapped with an hour of detention at Thoreau Park Elementary.
Now, this is a local news channel. I'll give you that. But still a news channel in America. They've done a story about a boy farting on the bus and the rest of the bus not really liking it much. Listen.
The detention slip reads, quote, thinks it's funny to pass gas while in the van. I've told him to stop it, that it's not funny nor polite to the others in the van. While the others scream, he laughs.
They've made a good 3-minute report out of this.
Is this for real?
Yes.
We called the school and the district for comment, but they passed on our request.
They've got nothing to do, so they called the school for comment on a kid farting on the bus.
A district spokesman did, however, send us this emailed response. It reads, quote, matters involving student discipline are resolved by building administration in accordance with established district guidelines and policies.
And just to prove it's real.
In Parma, Emily Valdez, Fox 8 News.
I love Emily Valdez, Fox 8 News.
That poor little kid.
I know, what he did was have a little guff on the bus. God,
he's my favourite.
Before you know it, he's on the news. Let's imagine for 1 second that this was our 10 o'clock news at home.
11-year-old Christian Summers thinks passing gas is fun. For letting it rip on the ride home, Christian was slapped with an hour of detention. The detention slip reads, quote, thinks it's funny to pass gas. If he's caught passing gas on the bus again, he could get 4 or 5 days of detention.
Those are the headlines tonight.
In Parma, Emily Valdez, Fox 8 News.
Tell you what, Matt Card was going to all the showbiz events at the moment. He was at S Club Junior's reunion the other night.
Was he in S Club Juniors?
No. He just went to their party. Mind you, if
why
I was...
would you do that?
I don't know.
Like, it's the S Club Juniors, and it's like, that's like going to your boyfriend or girlfriend's school reunion, isn't it?
I have to admit, when I read that Matt Cardle turned up, I was a little bit surprised.
Because it's like, they're all going to be there going, oh, do you remember when we did, like, SMTV and all
yeah.
that? And he's going to be like, oh, well.
No, I wasn't there, actually. Mm. No, I don't remember that at all.
Anyway. It's going to be rubbish.
I like it that the S Club Juniors still have a reunion party every now and again.
I do love
really
that.
Like that. They're still in touch with each other. Mm. And the others aren't jealous about the Saturdays.
Well, maybe they are.
It's 10 to 5. I did promise Jesse J and Do It Like a Dude flipping ages ago. That's next. Sorry, everybody. Forgot. Like I said, Like many other people, my mind has left for this year. I'm so sorry.
You really wish you were at home watching George in the Jungle, don't you?
No, I don't. I like being here. I actually love my job, but I'm just finding everything a bit of a struggle. I think I'm quite stressed about my family coming around on Christmas Day.
Are you?
Yeah, I didn't sleep very well last night at all.
Have you got the napkin rings yet?
Not at all. No.
Got turkey?
Went to get some biscuits yesterday that I do, innit?
Turkey's
arriving. It's all fine. But I've never had this much stress. And now I totally, like, mums and dads have to do this every year. Fair play to you.
It is like Miranda last night. I'm not going to do the spoiler because you haven't seen it yet. But basically they have it, they want to have it, their own Christmas without the parents. And then in the end they just decide that they want to go back to parents.
Just easier, isn't it?
It is easier. It's
I won't be doing this again, I promise you. Taryn is very excited on the subject of Miranda last night. You know, we sometimes talk about things that you've got in your house that you spot on TV.
Mm.
Taryn spotted her lamps from IKEA on Miranda last night. They're the brown ones on the fireplace mantle in the restaurant where Gary works. Real nice. I'm glad you're excited about that, Taryn. If you're a Miranda fan, you want to see a little clip. She was on the show yesterday. We videoed it. You can see it online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's go to Stupid Street. You know, Comedy Dave, off of the Chris Moore Show, is agreeing to be on Dancing on Ice this January.
You're just jealous because you failed at the audition process.
I have the utmost respect for Dave for doing this because I went to a meeting a couple of years ago and they were like, would you like to do it? And they told me exactly how much work it is. Then they asked me to do an audition which involved me holding onto the side of the rink all the way through. And they were like, yeah, we'd love to have you on, but you really can't do this, can you? I was like, no.
Now, that tape is still somewhere at ITV, and the person who's got it still hasn't given it to me to put online. So if you're listening and you have the footage, you can email me via Scott and then we'll get it up online.
I know that they do have it at ITV because they do show it every year on the spin-off show. Oh, look at Scott Mills can't skate.
Do they? Yeah, it's been on telly?
Yeah, they've shown it a couple of times, yeah.
And I've missed it every time.
Because you do have to sign something which says, we might play this on the television. Anyway, fair play to Comedy Day for doing Dancing on Ice. Is he going to be any good? Or is he going to be this year's Todd Carty?
I'd love it if he was. That'd be amazing.
Skating off the rink without meaning
yeah,
to.
Yeah, when he skated off into the entrance bit.
Anyway, we went on to Stupid Street earlier. And we took a picture of Comedy Day from the newspapers. And we asked people, who is this? Just to see if they're aware of Dave and what he actually looks like, because a lot of people don't. Now, I will give you 20 Scott Mills points. Generous Christmas. 20 points if they guessed who he was, okay? Or if you can come up with one of the other names that they thought he was. All right, so if you think...
So if we get it right, how many people know him?
Yeah.
So say, like, 3 people.
Yeah. And you can have 60 points.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Handing them out today.
So for everyone that knows who he is, we get 20. And then if we can guess the most popular name, then we get an extra 20?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So how many do you think?
5 or 6.
Would know who he was?
Yeah.
Okay, and then guess the name that you're using in case they don't.
Who does he look like? What name would you give him if he wasn't? It's difficult when you know the person's name, isn't it?
Thing is, to me, Dave looks like a Dave.
Mm.
You know, some people just look like a Dave.
So
he does.
You saying Dave?
Yeah, I would probably say Dave.
I'm going to say Mark.
Okay, well, let's find out. We went onto Stupid Street and we asked them, who is this? And we showed them a picture of Comedy Dave about to be on Dancing on Ice because he was in the papers a lot. Here's what they said.
Do you know who this person is? Da-da-da-da.
It looks like somebody from Strictly Come Dancing.
Do you know who it is?
No, I haven't a clue.
No, I have no idea. He's wearing a pretty fancy shirt.
Looks like he could be a dancer.
Well, he does look like he could be a dancer or a Latin lover of some sort. I'm going to go with Julio. Or Juan.
Juan.
Do you know who this person is?
No, I don't know. He looks like a dancer. He looks like an Eric. And I think he's a dancer.
Do you know who this person is?
Works in showbiz. Looks like his name would be something like Russell.
Do you recognise them?
Gary.
Strictly, Come Dancing.
Do you know who this is?
Gary, Dancing with the Stars.
And what do you think he does for a living?
Dance.
Who do you think this person is?
Kevin.
Do you know who this person is?
Felipe Puticono.
Roberto?
Roberto. Like Roberto. Do you know who this person is?
I don't know. He looks a bit like that David Guest guy, but it's not David Guest. Jeremy.
David Guest!
He doesn't look like David
Guest.
No,
he does not. Dave, if you're listening.
I think the only reason people didn't know who he was because he's dressed up like a dancer.
And that is not something that we've seen very often.
Because the only time people have seen him on TV tended to be when he was in that jockey outfit on that old TV show he used to do.
This lady was my favourite out of the whole of them, I think.
A Latin lover of some sort.
A Latin lover of some sort.
A Latin lover of some sort.
And Mel, who was asking the questions on Stupid Street today, her best question to date, I think.
Do you know who this is?
Gary, Dancing with the Stars.
And what do you think he does for a living?
Dance.
Duh, Mel. Dance. It's true, though. I often mistake Comedy Day for Felipe Puticono.
Felipe Puticono.
Do you not?
Who is that?
Felipe Puticono?
Felipe Puticono.
Seriously, look it up. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
That man on Stupid Street thought that Comedy Day offered Dancing on Ice was Felipe Puticono.
Felipe Puticono.
Which we have worked out means Philip Littlebum. Hello, Italian
is he
speakers.
Famous?
I don't know.
Felipe Puticono.
Maybe he's in their version of Dancing on Ice. That is Willow.
I whip Matt.
Whip it. It's 5:22 on Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello. We've got Adam from Nottingham who says, Merry Christmas, Mills. Thank you. He just sent us a message, a free message from the Radio 1 web app. He says, I'm liking hearing Radio 1 on my phone. It's good, isn't it? If you've got a slightly swanky phone, like an iPhone or an Android, you can go on your mobile to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and you can now listen to us live on the move on your phone and send us free messages. Text will still cost you, but there's a way of sending free messages to us and it'll get to me. Pretty cool, eh? It's 5:23. Now, Festive Festival was last night with Zane Lowe and with Nick Grimshaw down at our BBC Maida Vale studios. Loads of brand new bands and artists that are going to be big, that you're going to hear loads of stuff from in 2011. Katie B was there, Vaccines, Rhetory 2, James Blake, Bullet for My Valentine. We're going to play their live performance in just a minute. But a lot of you are asking, because you didn't hear it, how the meat raffle went. I love a meat raffle, I do.
Have you ever won anything, though? I've never won. I think my mum's won a leg of pork, but I've never got anything.
Never won, but I've always wanted it to be me. So, if you missed it last night, I'm going to bring you the Festive Festival Best of the Meat Raffle 2010. Here it is.
We have a meat raffle going on. Would you like to delve into Cara's sack? Zane, are you a fan of the corned beef?
Seriously. Makes very
some
salty.
Noise. Very salty. Your big year, Katie B. Would you like to win some meat this evening?
I'll win some meat, yeah.
Put your hand in there.
Pounder's been eyeing up the meat raffle
Pounder.
All night.
James Blake, would you like to delve into this hat and win some meat?
Well, I'm actually vegetarian, so I don't know.
Well, you can give the meat to Annie Mack. She loves meat.
Cockles.
Cockles.
Cockles in a can, sir.
Cockles for Nihal.
Cockles in a can.
Do you want some meat? Hey, do you want some meat? I just saw you. I thought you could have some of James Blake's meat.
It's been a great night, but something smells awful. That would be damn Pete Carver's
crab meat.
That would
be me, crab meat.
Crab meat.
Crab meat for Annie Mack.
There we are. That was the Best of the Meat Raffle 2010 from last night's Festive Festival on BBC Radio 1. A lot of people are asking what happened there, so I just wanted to let you know. Somebody who won big last night on the meat raffle. No, that's the wrong thing.
Was that a joke? Because if it was, I didn't get it. Someone won big.
Somebody who won big at last night's meat raffle. She was so chuffed with her all-day breakfast. Well done, Katie B! She loves an all-day breakfast. Also, if the Vaccines are listening, you won corned beef at the Festive Festival last night in the meat raffle. I know that you rushed off in a hurry. You still need to claim your prize. Vaccines still need to claim their corned beef, please. It's sitting in the office upstairs. And if you don't you know, want to collect it in the next couple of days before Christmas, you're missing out. Think about how satisfying it is to wind off the metal with that key and slice into that beefy goodness. Radio 1 Podcast. Has anyone seen a show called Little Howard's Big Question on CBBC? There's loads of episodes of it on iPlayer, but it gets played on the telly a lot as well. Really good, really funny show. There's like an animated boy who just basically goes around with his human housemate, and they answer questions about the world. Previous episodes include, why do things have to die? Can I dig to Australia? And can I wrestle control of the weather from Sean Lloyd's evil grip?
No.
So, no, it's a good show.
I don't know. I haven't seen that episode.
Well, you have to watch it. It's on iPlayer. Little Howard's Big Question, it's called. Search for it on iPlayer. Now, I've done a special online version of the show with Little Howard and Big Howard. And I did a scene. I'll play you a couple of clips now. You can see it at Radio 1 online. If you want to go to our website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Is it also on our Facebook page?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look. And if it's not there, I'll
it will be
it
soon.
Yeah.
Keep looking at our Facebook, which is Scott Mills. Just look up Scott Mills Show. Listen here, I am being abused by a cartoon.
I thought there was something wrong with our telly, but he really is that colour, isn't he?
Well, how...
Is he sponsored by an orange juice company or something?
No,
he looks like an Oompa Loompa that someone's left under the grill.
Little Howard.
Don't worry, he can't hear me.
It's only when people off the telly or radio are actually on the telly or radio that they can't hear you. When they're in the same room, they can.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Miliband.
Mills.
How rude. So there's me in the studio talking to Little Howard and Big Howard. It's quite tricky to film, actually, because obviously I'm talking to an animation.
Oh, but he's real,
fun.
Isn't he?
Huh?
He's real, isn't
he? He's real. He's just an animation.
Yeah.
And now here, how's I get compoiled? Compared to Chris Moyles.
Now, Little Howard, it's quite a long time since your first series. Do you think you've changed much since then?
Not as much as you. You've changed completely. You used to be a big fat man, didn't you?
Did he just get me confused with Chris Moyles?
No, he didn't. No, he did. That was his...
Is he the big fat man?
Yes.
Then yes.
Mills' acting skills come into play once again. Thank you very much. Hollyoaks, The Bill, Skins, and now Little Howard.
You had quite a few lines in this one.
Yeah, this acting was involved. Go to the website. It's on there now. Special online edition at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And thank you to Little Howard and Big Howard. It was lots of fun doing it. You know, we love David Beckham on this show a lot. I know everyone loves David Beckham, but we do. Now, think of this as a tribute, please. Don't think I'm taking the mick to the legend that is Beckham. When he was doing his speech the other night, we noticed he did say quite a lot, but then you would. It was nervous, you know?
Well, I'm obviously really humbled because to receive award...
Now, we found out he was actually promoting his new Christmas album, Subliminally. We played you We Wish You a Merry Christmas yesterday from the new David Beckham Christmas album. David does the hits. Keep listening, it gets better. Here's another exclusive track. Today, Bex does Deck the Halls. You can always have another track tomorrow if you want it.
BBC Radio
1. No, I'm guessing you probably don't. Not long now until the Mills Christmas dinner in my local pub.
That's my little clap.
With select friends.
How did you choose them?
I didn't choose them. I told you earlier. I was away. So that...
So you've got a person who
that
responsibility, picks your friends for you.
That responsibility doesn't lie with me. They don't pick my friends for me, but they just decided who would go. So if you weren't invited, that's not my fault. I hate confrontation.
That's why you've got someone else to pick them, haven't you? So you can't get any people going, why aren't I coming
to you? Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. The thing that I'm worried about tonight, though, As you know, we had to organise this like 3 or 4 weeks ago. Hmm. I've completely forgotten what I put down to have.
I've got no idea what I had. That's the thing with these Christmas menus. Like, we're about to eat a starter, a main course and a dessert that we ordered about 6 months ago. Am I supposed to remember whether I had the blackberry flan or the Yule log, whatever it is?
I thought they'd text me saying, "Hi, Becky." This would be a really good service if they're like, "Hi, Becky."
Just checking you still want the chicken.
Well, you are having this. But also, I was thinking, if I have chosen, because I can't remember, something minging that I liked ages ago but I don't like anymore, like maybe I ordered meat and now I'm a vegetarian, when they come round with the food, can I just go, "Oh, yeah, that's mine," and is anyone going to know?
It was the chicken. Yeah, me!
Yeah.
And you probably ordered the tofu when you were a vegetarian 6 months ago.
Yeah. Like, if I really fancy the cheese board and I've ordered, like, crumble or whatever, then just have that instead.
Go for it. Because no one will remember either. That's the weird thing about these Christmas menus. We had to get it in weeks ago. Mm. Oh, actually, no, you can't. I just remembered.
Why?
Because Gemma from upstairs is bringing her spreadsheet along where she's got everybody's starter, main course and dessert documented.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. So you can't change it.
Oh,
sorry.
Rubbish.
Sorry.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
We're going hygiene crazy here at the moment. You can't be too careful with all the bugs going around. Seriously. We're wiping everything down. Hand sanitizer is on.
Do you know what? If you get a weird email from me in like the next couple of minutes, it's because I'm doing my keyboard.
I know. I've just sent an email to someone that I really didn't mean to send. It was like blah, 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 blah. But I'm just cleaning my keyboard, see?
Do you think we should have done this at 4 o'clock?
Well, yeah, never want to overreact. We've just got an email going, "Remember, there's lots of germs going around Radio 1 at the moment." So then we've just whipped out the hand sanitizers. We've been in there 2 hours.
Like that bit in E.T. where they're all in the suits.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear one of them tomorrow. There's all sorts of weirdness.
There's
going
so
on.
Much illness everywhere at the moment.
Has your mate still got all those masks?
Yes. I need to get on to Simon, my mate, because during the last swine flu breakout, he panicked and...
Well, no, he thought he was onto a good thing, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
He thought he could make some money out of it.
Yeah, so he bought 40,000 masks and they're still in his spare room at the moment, so we need to get onto that. Everyone in Newsbeat is so ill today.
I know.
Tulip's the only one that's standing at the moment. Mm. And I know there's like loads of illnesses going around workplaces and everything. Am I allowed to wipe my mouth with it?
No, not after... What's the point in wiping your keyboard and getting all the germs off and then wiping your
mouth? No, this is
the
one I work my ham with, not the keyboard. It's all fine.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.